KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 0 degrees in Atlantic with a wind chill right around 17 degrees below zero as winds are out of the northwest at around 12 miles per hour. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of only 8 above. There is a wind chill advisory in effect until noon for Audubon, Guthrie, Crawford, Carroll, and Greene counties. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. In Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs are investigating the robbery early this morning of a convenience store. Authorities say officers were called to the Quick Shop at 3622 Avenue G at around 2:15 a.m. The victim told police two individuals entered the store, one of whom displayed a handgun and demanded cash from the register. After the clerk complied, the suspects left the area in a vehicle with an undetermined amount of cash. No one was injured, and the incident remains under investigation. KJAN News time is 7:07.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and Cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The Atlantic Police Department said Sunday that a local woman was arrested early that morning on three charges associated with a disturbance involving a knife, which occurred just outside of Desperado Bar at around 1 a.m. After investigating the incident, 26-year-old Prudence Penelope Gwendolyn Page of Atlantic was taken into custody on willful injury and domestic abuse assault charges, along with a charge of carrying a weapon. The charge stems from the alleged assault in the 100 block of East 5th Street of Christopher Castillo of Atlantic. According to Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green, Castillo was stabbed in the upper torso. He was taken by ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital and later transported to an undisclosed hospital in Omaha. The extent of his injuries were not released. Prudence Page was being held in the Cass County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said Sunday that a Corning woman was arrested that afternoon following an investigation into an incident which had taken place Friday at the Brooks Bar. 20-year-old Brooke Goldsmith was arrested at around 1 p.m. for attempting to purchase alcohol under the legal age, a simple misdemeanor, and identity theft, an aggravated misdemeanor. Goldsmith was brought to the Adams County Jail, posted a $2,300 bond, and was released. A chase on Interstate 80 involving the Iowa State Patrol and other area law enforcement agencies early Sunday morning ended about 2.5 miles north of Shelby near the intersection of 450th Street and County Road M16. According to scanner traffic, the pursuit of a Toyota extended cab pickup registered to a subject out of Avoca began at around 3:45 a.m. on I-80 in Pottawatomie County. And during the chase, several items were allegedly tossed out of the vehicle over the course of nearly 2 miles, beginning at about the 39.2-mile marker. The items were said to have included a baggie, a white powdery substance, cash, and an additional white powdery substance, which apparently blew back on or hit the truck. The chase wound its way from Pottawatomie County into Shelby County and included the suspect vehicle traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes of I-80 briefly before crossing back onto I-80 westbound and an off-road foray into a field where the vehicle reportedly crashed through a barbed wire fence. Efforts by law enforcement to stop the pickup included the use of stop sticks and at least a couple of precision immobilization technique or pit maneuvers. The vehicle eventually ended up in a ditch and at least one person was taken into custody. There were no injuries reported and currently no other details available. Authorities in Adams County said an investigation into a domestic situation resulted in the arrest of a Villisca man Friday night. Ronald Borum was taken into custody on an obstruction of emergency communications charge. Authorities say the sheriff's office received word of a verbal domestic situation taking place at 305 East 5th Street in Villisca. And during the course of their investigation, deputies determined Borum allegedly attempted to prevent a person in the residence from contacting emergency personnel for assistance. Borum was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stuffed-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
In the funeral announcements, Favette Faye Black, age 86, of Goodell, Iowa, and formerly of Sutherland, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Faye Black will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Richard Shoesmith, age 78, of Stewart, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Richard Dean Shoesmith will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Rita Block, age 83, of Erling, died Thursday in Erling. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Block will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Posh, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Mary Posh will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Rodney Beyer, age 45, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Services for Rodney Beyer will be today at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Virgil Miller, age 87, formerly of Persia, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Virgil Miller will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dennis O'Brien, age 68, of Cary, North Carolina, died January 15th. A memorial mass for Dennis O'Brien will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Fred Sheridan, age 61, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Fred Sheridan will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vicki Lundgren, age 54, of Des Moines and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Vicki Lundgren will be Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in West Des Moines. George Morton, age 89, of San Diego, a native of Griswold, died January 13th. Funeral services for George Morton will be tomorrow in San Diego with graveside services Friday at the Whipple Cemetery northwest of Griswold beginning at 2 o'clock. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mary Wingert, age 91, of Carlisle, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Jane Wingert will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Don Tiedemann, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Don Tiedemann will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Jim Cady, age 98, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jim Cady will be this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Daryl Ruse, age 68, of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Daryl Ruse are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's Battery Headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.